when we had, say we wanted, we had a fence and we wanted to go across that fence, something that we had to go across every day and we didn't have a gate or anything, well, Daddy would build what he'd call a stile. And that would go over, it was really just steps over it. But he would build it over it and we called it a stile.
Hadn't heard of that at all.
Well, that's really, what kind of a fence would it?
He
would have a fence to keep his cows in, and it would be a barbed wire fence.
Oh, I see.
And so we were always getting cut, you know. So he would build these steps
for
over.
For that reason. Yeah. Well, did you have any kind of little fence in the yard?
No. Just open. And of course, yard with a hoe, you know.
Yes, I can. Yeah. You didn't want any grass.
No,
I
said it's just amazing how things change.
That's a perfect example of that. Well, do you remember like on houses what they call the metal strip that runs along the edge of the roof to let the rain drain off the.
I don't remember. Well, a gutter would be what we'd call it now, but I don't know.
It might have had the same, probably had the same name. Well, you were telling me about a barn and everything with the loft. What other kinds of little buildings would you have around, like out on the barn?
Well, of course, we had the outdoor toilet.
Uh-huh. Did they call it?
Yes, that's what we called it.
The outdoor toilet, And did they have what about to store corn in? Did they have anything?
We just stored ours in the barn. We just called it the barn. And then we had a smokehouse, a smokehouse, where we kept our meat, and we always kept our canned foods out there. Of course, Mama canned everything.
Yeah, and in the smokehouse.
And, of course, the chicken house.
Oh yeah, then you'd have the chicken house.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now what was the difference between a chicken house and a chicken coop?
Well, chicken house was where they roosted and where they laid their eggs and everything, and the coop was just a small place usually for little chickens.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always wondered about that.
And we had the roost in the chicken house.
In the chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now the loft, do you store hay in the loft?
Mm-hmm. And we used to, we raised peanuts and we'd always put our peanuts up there.
Oh.
And then in the wintertime and on bad rainy days, well, Daddy would get us out there and we'd have to pick them off the vines, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, now, what would you do if you had more hay than you could get in the barn?
Well, we used to shock some of it, and we would shock the peanuts for a while until they dried out real good, you know. Do you know what a shock is?
I'm not sure if I do or not. That's what I was going to ask you next.
The best I remember, Daddy would put a stake down in the ground, and then we would wind these peanuts or hay or whatever around that stake, and it would stay there, you see. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't blow away.
Oh.
And that was what we call shocking.
Mm-hmm. That's what you'd call shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now when they would first cut the hay, what would they do with it?
I don't remember when I was just real small, but then later, of course, they got to where they would bale it.
They'd bale it.
Uh-huh.
Well, when they were gonna shock it, now would they have to rake it up first?
Mm-hmm.
And do they rake it in a big little pile?
They would rake it in small piles, and then when he got enough